And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 13th of November, 2010. It's the birthday of Robert Louis Stevenson, born Edinburgh, 1850. He was an essayist, travel writer in poor health, living in France, fell in love with a woman after one look at her. Her name was Fanny Osborne. She was an American, unhappily married. She returned to California, and Stevenson followed her to persuade her to divorce her husband and marry him. And she did, and they did, and they moved back to Scotland, where one rainy summer afternoon, Stevenson painted a map of an imaginary island to entertain his new stepson, and in 1 month, he wrote his first great novel, Treasure Island, also the author of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, about a scientist who invents a chemical that changes his personality from a mild-mannered gentleman to a savage criminal. It was on this day in 1787 Thomas Jefferson said, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure." He was reacting to an uprising of small farmers in central Massachusetts known as Shays' Rebellion. Their farms were being foreclosed and repossessed by bankers who were in debt to European creditors. The creditors wanted to be paid back in gold and silver. The banks couldn't get the money they needed fast enough, so they started trying to make thousands of small farmers pay up at once on their farms and repossess those who couldn't, using the powers of the local courthouses to enforce the seizure of property. The government had to move in with militia to put down the uprising because the farmers tried to occupy the local courthouse. Jefferson was in France when the rebellion took place. He was the American ambassador there, and he wrote on this day in 1787, "God forbid that we should ever be 20 years without such a rebellion. If the people remain quiet under such misconceptions, it is a lethargy, the forerunner of death to the public liberty." Here's a poem for today by Philip Schultz. It's Sunday morning in early November, and there are a lot of leaves already. I could rake and get a head start. The boys' summer toys need to be put in the basement. I could clean it out or fix the broken storm window. When Eli gets home from Sunday school, I could take him fishing. I don't fish, but I could learn to. I could show him how much fun it is. We don't do as much as we used to do. And my wife, there's so much I haven't told her lately about how quickly my soul is aging, how it feels like a basement I keep filling with everything I'm tired of surviving. I could take a walk with my wife and try to explain the ghosts I can't stop speaking to. Or I could read all those books piling up about the beginning of the end of understanding. Meanwhile, it's such a beautiful morning, the changing colors, the hypnotic light. I could sit by the window watching the leaves, which seem to know exactly how to fall from one moment to the next. Or I could lose everything and have to begin over again. A poem by Philip Schultz, It's Sunday Morning in Early November, from The God of Loneliness, selected in New Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.